Project Independence is the aging in place initiative of the town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is help at home with minor home maintenance. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Lohse.
John, this has been a lot of fun.
It has been. It really has. Yes. And it's Christina has trophies here for everybody. It's our 8th anniversary show. And honestly, the person we do have to thank most for it is Dan Cox. There's no question about it. That's because he's sitting here. He was on vacation.
Yeah,
he wouldn't even mention his name.
All right, Dan, you can go now.
Can I go back to my office now, please? Yeah, 8 years, huh? Holy moly.
Wow.
Feels like only 100 years ago that we started this thing.
170.
No, this was, I don't know if he's been mentioned yet, you know, Jerry Peretzman, who really was the spearhead for this. And I got hooked into it because of, you know, they were asking questions. Can we build a radio station? And after I caught my breath and stopped laughing, no offense, I said, sure.
Thank you for laughing.
Go ahead and do that.
We already had a kit.
You know?
I think Christina will tell you 2 hours a week is quite a chore to begin with. To try to do an entire radio station would be... but Jerry had big ideas and big dreams, and he became a big part of the show in the beginning. Which, you know, when you look down the building here, because we can see through all the windows, all the four studios.
So
you started in Studio 2.
Right.
Yes.
We went to Studio 1.
Right.
Then we went to Studio 2, and you guys have been in here for the last couple of years. So you've evolved and grown
Dan
with us.
Dan was really trying to keep us active. You know, we were bouncing around.
Well, unfortunately, the next stop was the parking lot. So. I'm sure Otto would love that.
But let's I do like this studio.
It's warmer out there.
Right.
Studio should be cool. Keeps you on your toes, Otto. Keeps you awake.
Right.
I mean, I know you rest a lot during the show.
Yeah, I do. And it's very hard when it's 40 degrees.
I mean, sometimes you go back and bake a jugger. Yeah, I'm still awake. I'm still here. Otto's still here.
Well, you know, with John, sometimes it's...
I know.
Not all.
Well, sometimes the content is like, John, move on. John, move on. I'm in my car screaming this morning at one point. John, move on. Move on. Otto, what are you talking about now? No, the show overall always... it's always been great.
What's
overall? It's always been great. It does. It performs exactly what our intention was: a service to the community that helps our seniors and not so seniors, because you know I'm getting ready to join the senior center soon. You know, to understand the way things operate. You know, when we're in our 30s, we have no clue what a 60 or 70-year-old person is thinking.
Hey, what about Christina? Excuse me. I think she
I'm talking about the average person, not Christina. I mean, how many days, John? No, there are very special people that have the ability to do what Christina does and work with older people. And again, when I'm in my 30s, I have no clue. I wasn't even thinking about you know, aging in place or even aging for that matter, because you think you're invincible until you're not.
Right.
Being able to communicate with these people.
Exactly.
They all like you, Christine. I mean, it's not just
they better. I better them all.
Well, she's very likable, John.
I was going to say, if you don't like Christine, I don't know who you're going to like.
With Christine, I've done 177 episodes.
Really? Wow.
And they were all
I taught
magical.
Segments before. 177.
And not a dog in the bunch, Otto.
177. You know what that means?
What is that?
177.
Guess what?
Oh, it must be 177 days to...
Since.
I'm sorry. That's right. We're still
we're
on
not,
the short
not,
side
yeah,
of
we're
an
not,
F. Right.
We're approaching the countdown.
Christine is
very great. Then we'll start the countdown.
So much pressure for her birthday this year. What are we going to do, John?
We're not going to have it. We'll have to have the show out.
That also shows the evolution of this show. Because when we first started, it was like, what are we going to do next? And then you figured out how to segment it. And then we brought in the old-time radio, because we thought that would work really well. And then, of course, the Christina Liu show, or Talk of the Town, as we like to call it. So the show has never remained stagnant. It's never been, you know, one of those things that didn't evolve along the way, got better every time. And every new idea is worth trying, in my opinion. So, you know, the next big innovation she has for this show, we'll give it a shot. Because, as been stated at some point, this is a person who has great experience in her field, but never once produced any type of radio or television show. And for someone who was in the radio and television business for a long time before I came here for academics, she's a natural at it. It's very, very definitely. Interesting that she'd be natural at this. But I think that also to produce a show such as this one requires incredible skills with human beings.
Communication
yes.
Right, skills.
Right.
And she,
and empathy, yes.
she's loved by all. Well. Yeah. But if you get her alone, she starts to talk about you. She really starts to talk about you and give me the nod.
And if you're not in the room, wait a minute. You know,
once
more.
Everybody's left at noon, sometimes she's in here on her computer. I'll wander and goes, hey, how's it going? Well, you know.
You know, I'd like to take a minute. I went over all the shows online, which you could listen to all these shows if you have maybe 700 or 800 hours you could listen to all the shows.
Consecutive.
All the old shows. But I just made a slight list of the categories.
This is why I love Otto. You know, these lists are like
and
hard.
We start out with things like 10? Human interest. We've had people with disadvantages who come in and talk about how they handle it. We've had family, my family, other people's families. We've had medical, covering from toes to the head, Alzheimer's, medical insurance, Medicare, all kinds of insurance, veterans, stories about the wars, the dislikes of wars that every veteran has, politics. We've had them at every level, including now Swazi has attained a higher level. He was unemployed when he was here. All right. We've had town leaders, including Judy and a lot of people from the town. We've had people like the Project Independence crew, like Rebecca and Paula. We've had all kinds of things about senior services, caregivers, living options. We've had food.
Food.
Diet.
That's those
cooking.
Are the best shows when she brings
Fiber.
Her.
Lydia Bastianich, you know, celebrity chefs. All kinds of things about advanced directives, legal, emotional, circle of support, wills, supporting documents, scams, Nassau County Police Commissioner, environment, recycling.
Salt caves.
Yeah. Salt caves, that's right. Too.
History,
civil
rights,
yeah.
women's
rights.
Antonio
Ghosts.
Petrich.
Ghosts, right, right.
We did
entertainment,
ghosts.
Land
one of my favorite segments.
Birthdays. Christina's birthday. Everybody's birthday. We've had
Christina's
writers
birthday.
On. Writers who've written lots of good books.
Christina's birthday.
Yeah.
Christina's birthday.
And there was Christina's birthday.
And Christina's birthday. We've had technology on, and we've had, you know, just so many different topics that when you think about it, it's really pretty amazing. And there are not a lot of shows like this around, in my opinion.
No, and you know what I was thinking, you know, over the years we were saying the evolution, what is nice is obviously our program is, you know, geared towards seniors, but it's really evolved into more of a community show. Mm-hmm. Because there are things, you know, Victoria and I talk about it all the time, you know, there are segments where
just,
it might
I'm
not
sorry.
Be...
I didn't introduce Rebecca and Paula.
Oh, yes, of course. Rebecca and Paula. It's okay. Yes, we made reference. Yeah,
are we looking for a new host?
This is a Christina show.
But, you know, it really has become a community show, and it's the topics aren't just for seniors. It's stuff that you could really utilize, you know, in your own thing, which I think is good. It's
well,
a wider audience.
You know, Dan, you brought up a point, and I think it's so valid, and that is when you're in your 30s, not too many people really can relate to seniors. I have to admit, you know, you're in your own rat race, and
you're doing your thing.
You're doing your thing, and it's
family.
So far from removed. Mm-hmm. And then as you get a little older, you become more, as you realize, this is not going to be a forever proposition, you know. And then, unfortunately, when you get to the point, like people have often said, well, who would you really like to have dinner with? I would love to have had dinner with my father at the same age as me. Mm-hmm. So we could really talk.
Right.
About the way everything, things are
right.
on an even
right.
plane.
Right.
And, you know, you can't do that when you're 40 or 50 even. You know, you're not quite there yet. You don't get it.
And one of the things I like about the show, and my secretary, Janine, who you guys talked about earlier, she's talked to people like friends. When you do a show about caretaking, you know, a 30 or 40-year-old person taking care of their parents or their grandparents, that resonates, and you'd be amazed how many people are listening who are not older, who are middle-aged or caregivers, because this is important information, you know, and we want to learn more. And I think that's part of what the great part of the show is. We may have started out as a show for senior citizens, but we have a much broader audience today than we did when we started 8 years ago, that's for sure.
And we do have Paula Yule and Rebecca, yes, who are the deputy commissioners of our Department of Services for the Aging, who are always supporting the radio show, who I've worked with forever. So I want to thank you guys, obviously, for being. And Rebecca has filled in numerous times as co-host. She's
absolutely
always there in a pinch
you
for me, which is great.
As host.
And we have a good time.
As host, yeah.
As host, yeah.
Of course. A pleasure.
She's a natural also. Rebecca.
She
I
is.
Think she's amazing.
Come on, keep going. Yes. Yes. How much time do we have? Okay, yes. It's Rebecca
we're
minutes.
Close to the end. Yeah, we're getting to the end here.
Yeah. You know, it's funny you say thank what you say.
Yes. Thank you, Dan.
Congratulations.
I think that... okay. Like I have a lot of I have a lot of people that come to me now, not the seniors, but the ones who are have parents all of a sudden who are in the senior category and they don't know what to do. And you know, it's kind of like court, you know.
Yeah,
what
hundreds
do I do?
Of hours of programming on the website that they can
that's
listen
right.
to.
That's right. They could always listen to it.
It's
trying to
be
good
that way. It's the truth though. You can look up a segment and listen to it and you get all the information.
You can search.
Yeah, we're done. We're done for
we're
a really
done.
Tremendous,
thank
tremendous
program. Thank you, guys.
Program.
To many,
thank
to eight more years
thank
and
you,
more.
Thank you, John. Thank you, everybody. Yes.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank
listening
you.
To 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Have a wonderful weekend, everybody, and thank you.
Okay.